What's up? This is your girl, DJ Tellum, here at radio.dominican.edu. And today is April 4th, 2012. Thank you again for tuning in here with me today, here on this wonderful windy yet sunny day. So let me start you guys off with some Kanye West featuring and Jay-Z featuring Frank Ocean.
This is DJ Noni, and I'm the host of Finding Your Voice. Join me every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for a treasure trove of life wisdom that will help you navigate and find your way as you discover who you are and what your purpose is. I'll share personal and professional experience, interviews, letters from listeners, and inspiration. What can I do to support and encourage you as you become who you want to be on your journey? Life? We can do this thing. And that'll be on Mondays from 4 to 5 p.m. on radio.dominican.edu.
The world, but it flew away from her reach, so she ran away in a sleep dream of para, para, paradise, para. Time she closed her eyes. When she was just a girl, she expected the world, but it flew away from her reach, and the bullets catching her teeth. Life goes on, it gets so heavy. The wheel breaks the butterfly. Every tear a waterfall. In the night, the stormy night, she closed her eyes. In the night, the stormy night, away she flies.
Jungle fever. You in that control, the threesome. Just roll the weed up until I get me some. We formed a new religion. No sins as long as there's permission. And deception is the only felony. To never fuck nobody without telling me. Sunglasses and Advil. Last night was mad real. Sun coming up 5 a.m. I wonder if they got calves still. Think about the girl in all leopard. Who was rubbing the wood like Kiki Shepherd? Two tattoos, one red, no apologies. The other said love is cursed by monogamy. That's something that the pastor don't preach. That's something that a teacher can't teach. When we die, the money we can't keep. But we probably spend it all because the pain ain't cheap. Preach.
Human beings in a mind. What's a mind to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer? Believe in anything.
And that was Kanye West and Jay-Z featuring Frank Ocean, No Church in the Wild. So three of the, you know, topest big guys up in hip hop today. So here's some top five lists for you this week. So top five songs of this week goes to number one, Somebody That I Used to Know by Goetti featuring Kimbra. Number two, We Are Young by Fun featuring Janelle Monae. Number three, Wild Ones by Flo Rida featuring Sia. Number four, Glad You Came by The Wanted. Number five, Call Me Maybe by Carly J. Jepsen. And the top five movies of this week is number one, still going strong, is The Hunger Games. If you haven't watched that yet, I suggest you guys to check it out. You don't have to read the books to understand it, which is a good thing. And it's a really good movie, whereas the movie was way better than the book, in my opinion. So number two, Wrath of the Titans, which is a sequel to Clash of the Titans. Number three, starring Julia Roberts, goes to Mirror Mirror. Number four, 21 Jump Street, which I hear is hilarious, which I should check that out soon. And number five, Dr. Seuss, The Lorax, which is a cute must-see movie. And the top five albums, reporting from Billboard.com, goes to number one, The Hunger Games movie soundtrack. Number two, 21 by the amazing Adele. Number three, Port of Morrow by The Shins. Number four, Up All Night by the British cuties One Direction. Number five, The Tape Volume 2 by Odd Future. And the last list for today is the top five books of the week. So taking the top four are The Hunger Games. Number one, The Hunger Games. Number two, Catching Fire. Number three, Mockingjay. Number four, The Hunger Games trilogy inside one package. And number five goes to 50 Shades of Grey by E.L. James, which came out about last month. So maybe I should check that out too. So that's your top five things for today. And next up, we have two of my favorite things in one. So John Legend covering Rolling in the Deep by the oh so most beautiful Adele.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. The scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they leave me breathless. I can't help feeling we could have had it all.
You're gonna wish you never had that.
No story to be told, but I've heard one on you, and it's gonna make your head burn. Think of me in the depths of your despair. Making a home down there as mine sure won't be shared. The scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they leave me breathless. I can't help feeling we could have had it
You're
all.
You're gonna wish you never had that.
Rolling
me
in the deep.
Rolling in the
you
deep.
Had my heart and soul.
You're gonna wish you
love your
never had that. Me.
But you played it with the beating. Throw your soul through every open door. Ooh. Count your blessings. To find what you look for. Whoa. Turn my sorrow into treasure gold. Whoa. Pay me back in kind and reap just what you sowed.
You're gonna wish you never had met me.
Had
tears are gonna fall, rolling in the deep. You're gonna wish you never had met me. Tears are gonna fall, rolling in the deep.
We could have had. To the beat,
rolling in the deep.
Could have had
And that was John West covering Adele's Rolling in the Deep. And here, last weekend, the award seasons are now coming to end. And a few award shows were on this weekend. The first one was at Kids' Choice Awards, which were hosted by Will Smith. I kind of watched a little bit of it. It was kind of funny. Will Smith, you know, funny man. And for favorite TV show went to Victorious. Here's some few winners. So favorite TV show went to Victorious. Favorite reality show went to Wipeout. Favorite movie went to Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked. Favorite movie actor went to Adam Sandler. Favorite music group went to my personal favorite, Big Time Rush. And to see the rest of the winners from the KCAs, check out my blog, dj-tellem.blogspot.com. So check that out. And the Razzies were also this weekend. And if you don't know what the Razzies are, it is the complete opposite of the Oscars. Instead of awarding the best, it awards the worst in entertainment. And although the kids voted Adam Sandler as their favorite movie actor in his movie, Jack and Jill, just this one movie swept the entire Razzie Awards. Yes, just one movie. It won for Worst Picture, Worst Director, Worst Screen Ensemble, Worst Screenplay, Worst Remake, which the movie was a remake from Ed Wood's Glenn or Glenda, and Worst Actor went to Adam Sandler as Jack, and Worst Actress went to Adam Sandler as Jill. Where supporting actor went to Al Pacino as Al Pacino. I mean, how do you get a Razzie for just being yourself? And worst couple went to Adam Sandler and either Katie Holmes or Adam Sandler and Al Pacino. So that was just not a very good movie choice for Adam Sandler this year. And that's it for some award season this year. Next up, we have some JoJo. I Can Take You There.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And that was Take You There by JoJo. And thank you again for tuning here with me today, DJ Tellum, here at my show, Gotta Let Them Know, here at radio.dominican.edu. And right now, I got some news you can use. So here's some home remedies that doctors can assure that works. So it's reporting from health.com. And honey, which can be used for minor cuts and burns, coughs, or sore throats. A recent study found a protein called deficin 1 that gives the honey its antibacterial action. So if you have a minor cut, one without bleeding or mild burn, apply warm honey on it and put a gauze bandage on top, changing it daily. But if you have a burn or wound that is deep or severe, go see a doctor instead. And another easy remedy is using salt, which helps sinus congestions and sore throats. So when you mix salt into water, it creates a stronger concentration than salt water in our bodies. It helps draw fluids out of tissues. You can use this hypertonic solution to clear up stuffy sinuses and ease a sore throat. To make the solution, get half a teaspoon of non-iodized salt into an 8-ounce glass of water and simply gargle to help relieve the sore throat. To help clear out sinus, find a clean, dry squeeze bottle, neti pot, or a bulb syringe and fill it with salt water. Lean over the sink and pour or squeeze the water into your nostril. But make sure you use only sterile bottled water or distilled water in your nose, or tap water that has been boiled and cooled. Two people have actually died due to using neti pots with unfiltered tap water. So make sure your water is clean before you put it in your nose. And another one is peppermint tea, which is a resource that can help indigestion and stomach ache. Because of the oil found in the peppermint tea and its stems, these things help calm the muscles of the digestive area to help gas pass more easily and relieving indigestion. So if you have a stomach or indigestion, brew up some peppermint tea, and that is sure to help. Number four, so a meat tenderizer is another easy remedy you can use at home. It can be used on mosquito bites, bee stings, and non-poisonous spider bites. It contains epaphane, which is an enzyme that breaks down portions like the ones in the T-bone steak. Instead, it also takes the toxins from bug bites and cut back on the itching. So mix a small amount of meat tenderizer with water to make a paste and apply it to the bite and leave it on for about 10 to 15 minutes, then rinse with warm water. And voila, an easy cure. And number five, if you have oatmeal just laying around your house, you can use that for good. Oatmeal packs phytochemical with inflammatory properties that soothe itchy and inflamed skin. So if you have eczema, a sunburn, or hives, get some oatmeal. If you're using regular oatmeal, grind it into fine powder. Put a cup of oats through a food processor until they dissolve easily into a glass of water. Pour the solution into a bathtub full of warm water and soak for 15 minutes. So those are some easy home remedies you can do. So it's honey, salt, peppermint tea, meat tenderizer, and oatmeal. So simple things that are laying around your house, you can use that to help little minor things. So next up, we have some Maroon 5, Never Gonna Leave This Bed.
You push me. Strength to resist or control you, so take me down. You hurt me, but do I deserve this? You make me so nervous. Call me down.
And that was Never Gonna Leave This Bed by Maroon 5. And here's some U.S. news for you today. Reporting from CBS, New York, in Park Slope, Brooklyn, parents want to ban ice cream trucks from parks and playgrounds. Parents say that having the ice cream trucks around caused their children to throw tantrums when they deny them from the sweets. There are a variety of food vendors like ice cream, ices, and such, and some parents are tired of their kids asking for everything they see. And coming from me, having little siblings, I know how that feels. Especially if you spend money on food and they don't finish it. Oh my gosh, I hate that. But you know, like the old saying goes, ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. And that's some news for you today. And a dozen tornadoes swarmed across the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area yesterday, and it broke down homes and tossed big rig trucks through the air. There has been no reports of any deaths, and prayers go out to the people in that area. And last week, the Mega Million jackpot came through and swept the entire weekend, people lining up every gas station trying to buy some tickets. And luckily, last Friday, a group of firefighters won $10,000 from the lottery pool at their fire station. And rather than splitting up the money, they decided to help one of their homies who has been diagnosed with a rare and serious brain tumor called jugular foramen strychnina. The money will be donated to the Firefighter Survivors Fund, which will help Cordova and other firefighters in need. And Mitt Romney has won Wisconsin, Maryland, Washington, D.C. primaries in the GOP election, which puts him in the lead. So that's some for your political election. And here's some other lawmaking news. Arizona has spent years focusing on illegal aliens, but now they have a new target. They're now turning their attention to internet trolls. No, not like the ones who live under the bridge. An internet troll is someone who posts obnoxious or off-topic messages in a discussion forum, chat room, or blog with the intent of pretty much pissing people off. So, reporting from Yahoo, a new update to the state's telecommunications harassment bill could make the practice of harassing people online illegal. One line of the Arizona Bill's 2549 states, "It is unlawful for any person with intent to terrify, intimidate, threaten, harass, annoy, or offend to use any electronic or digital device and use any obscene, lewd, or profane language or suggest any lewd or less vicious act or threaten to inflict physical harm to the person or property of any person." Violators could be charged with one class misdemeanor and face up to 6 months in jail. If electronic devices are used to stalk someone using an electronic device, then it becomes a Class 3 felony that can start from 2.5 years. And many citizens say that this is invasion to the Free Speech Amendment, and others are advocating that it will help decrease the rise in cyberbullying. So internet trolls are illegal, may be illegal in Arizona. And last news for the U.S. news today. Monday morning, a shooting took place at Oakus University in Oakland. It is a small religious school for immigrants looking to improve their English and develop their career skills. The incident killed seven people. Six were students and one was a secretary. The victim's age ranged from 21 to 53 years old and came from various countries from Nigeria, Nepal, and the Philippines, and as well as the United States. The killer, 43-year-old Won Doe, who was caught at a grocery store in Alameda, showed no remorse when he was caught, and he told the police he was angry for his expulsion from the college, which may be the reason why he went on a shooting range. So that's it for America's News Today. And next up, we have some I'll Still Try by Miguel.
Let me fetch the rocky road and your favorite pair of sweats. And no little chocolate kisses that you like. The remote control, baby, stay in bed. Cause when you're feeling low, I just want you to know that I still think you're beautiful. And I still think you're wonderful. Though I'm still just a man. I'll still try, I'll still try, I'll still try,
I'll still try.
Let me rub your tummy, girl,
until you feel better.
Read you something funny, girl,
to make you laugh.
I'll run your bubble bath when it makes. makes you mean. I'll treat you like a queen, 'cause I still think you're beautiful, and I still think you're wonderful. Though I'm still just a man, and I'll never understand. I'll still try. Still think you're beautiful, and I still think you're wonderful. Though I'm still just a man, and I'll never understand. I'll still try. I'll still try.
And that was I'll Still Try by Miguel. And here's some celebrity news for you today. And some happy breakup news. Well, for me mostly. I don't understand how breakup could make someone happy, but this one kind of makes me does. So Adam Levine and model girlfriend has split up. And the girl is a Victoria's Secret model, and her boyfriend is one of the most good-looking men in entertainment today. And that's not fair to the world, you know? Like, you can't be a model, a Victoria's Secret model, have a beautiful body, and go out with Adam Levine. Like, it's not fair for the rest of us girls. I'm just saying. And some bad news is Kristen Wiig, Andy Samberg, and Jason Sudeikis are leaving Saturday Night Live after this season. And, you know, this is a big blow to the show, but just like SNL stars before, Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and Jimmy Fallon, they'll do just fine and continue to make us laugh, whether it be through movies, shows, and their own shows, you know, they'll still be there. And here's another one. A sequel to the comedy Anchorman is now in the works. So Will Ferrell dressed as Ron Burgundy, beatboxed, and played a flute on Conan last week. So the movie is in production and will be releasing next year. Paul Rudd, Steve Carell, and David Koster are also back in for the sequel. So look for that Anchorman 2. And here's another one with Justin Timberlake all over again. And I'll be back for some more celebrity news after this.
Try to love me, so please. chance to write you another song and take back those things I've done. 'Cause I'll give you
That was All Over Again by Justin Timberlake. And this is DJ Tellum on my show here, Gotta Let Them Know, here at radio.dominican.edu. And please check out my other links, DJ-Tellum, TELLEM.blogspot.com. And follow me on Twitter at DJ_Tellum. So check that out. Check out those links. I promise I will update more. I'm getting to it. I'm getting there. And here's the last little bit of celebrity news for you today. And late night talk show host David Letterman and protege Craig Ferguson has been signed on to host CBS talk show host until 2014. So another 2 years, so Letterman will surpass Johnny Carson's record of 30-year run to earn the title of the longest-serving late-night talk show host of all time. So there you go. So David Letterman and Craig Ferguson will still continue this show. And Ashton Kutcher has been casted to play Steve Jobs in an upcoming biopic about him. But will this funny man pull it off? I mean, every time I see him in a movie, all I see is Kelso from That 70s Show. So maybe this role will have people taking him seriously. And the movie starts filming next month and hopes to release by Thanksgiving, just in time for awards consideration. And Ashton Kutcher is hoping to maybe score at least an Oscar nomination or maybe the Oscar award. We'll see if that actually comes true. And then what more can Ryan Gosling do? You know, besides having a fantastic, fantastic body and a charming personality, but actually there is more than this perfect man does. So he saved a British journalist, Laurie Penny, coming from an oncoming cab. She was about to step in the street and was almost hit by a taxi when she was looking the wrong way. She tweeted, I quote, "I literally just got saved from a car by Ryan Gosling. That actually happened. I was crossing 6th Avenue in a new pink wig, not looking the right way because I am from London. Ryan Gosling grabbed me away from a taxi," unquote. So to be saved by one of the most handsomest actors of our time, for real, man, what are the odds of that happening, to have Ryan Gosling just rush and come save your life? Those are just like one in a million kind of things, you know? So gladly the woman's okay. Ryan Gosling's okay. He made it just in time. And that is it for your celebrity news today. And the next up, after this quick short song, I got some strange news for you from a woman selling her body for McDonald's and a man peeing on his workers' chairs. So tune in for those stories next. And up next, we have some Playing in Your Hair by The Dream.
I know. It's my girl, right? Say my girl, that's my nigga. That's my nigga right there. Yeah, that's my nigga right there. Yeah, that's my nigga right there.
Put on the sex pop off, she rub my back. She never gone for long, she be right back. And she keep a bag full of goodies. Her love's baked up like Pillsbury cookies. Ooh, it ain't about the bins or the money. She's my B, I'm my honey. Man, that's my homie. And she got me playing in her head. And I feel like an outwork boxer in the very first round.
It got me playing in the half.
Tried to keep my guard up, but she caught me and I'm going down. She's on
And that was Playing in Your Hair by The Dream. And here's some strange news for you today. So a man in Iowa went around in his office at work and peed on his employees' chairs. Yes, he urinated on them. So some employees had complained about stains in the chair, so security systems were made. And it turns out he really did do it. He looked up at the offices and pictures on the agency's database and found their offices. And during off hours, he would go and urinate in their chairs. I guess he was pretty angry at them, so that was his way of getting them back. And the damage of the chairs estimated to be about $4,500. So it makes you kind of scared to like sit where you are now, since you never know if someone peed on it or not. And next one is reporting from CNN. As an April Fool's joke, Philadelphia's officials drew lines on some sidewalks near City Hall to designate part of the pavement as E-line, suitable for chronic texters and digital music aficionados. Although this only lasts throughout this week for April Fool's. So this is lanes. So say you have a bicycle lane, right? So those are only for bicycles. And you have here in Philadelphia, they had lanes for people who constantly look down on their phones while they're texting or something for them to walk so they won't bump into anyone or make sure they won't get in a car, won't hit them. And they had people who listen to music who aren't really, they can't really hear what's around them. So that's stuff for them. And even though this is meant to be as a joke, Philadelphia's officials have taken the issue seriously. So the lines are still there, only lasting for a week. But this is Philadelphia's way of making sure that you guys have to, people have to be careful for where they're walking, because you don't know what is ahead, what is behind you, what is beside you. Next up, some Minnesota waitress was left an anonymous tip from a customer of $12,000. Yes, $12,000 for just being a waitress. But now the police has gotten involved and took the money away, saying it was drug money because it had a trace of marijuana. The police told the waitress that she had to wait 90 days for someone to claim the money, but no one has stepped up and took it. And the waitress believes that the money was a gift from someone who knew that her family was struggling with severe financial difficulties. However, the police still have not given it to her. And in my opinion, the money should be hers. I mean, she worked hard to get the money, or she didn't really work hard, but the person who gave it to her gratefully gave it to her. So she has, and no one claimed it, and the person that gave it to her wanted it to have it. So, you know, it's rightfully hers. So those are a few stories here for you today. And I got some up coming up next. So let me play something for you real quick. And this is Miss Seductive by Jeff Bernay.
Did you notice me? Just look at you, I must.
than how myself if I wanted to. Feels like I'm in a dream. Please make this last, 'cause I just cannot help the fact that you give me butterflies when I simply just look.
That was Misseductive by Jeff Bernay. So if you haven't checked him out on YouTube, you should check him out. It is Jeff, B-E-R-N-A-T. So check him out. He's really talented. He's really good. And last up for some interesting news for you today. So a rescue team in China used an iPhone attached to a string to help rescue a two-year-old boy. The toddler was stuck at the bottom of a 40-foot well in a village near Mengzai City. So rescuers used the iPhone camera to help them determine the best way to lower and tie a harness that kept slipping out of place when they tried to bring the boy up to the surface. The Telegraph reports the rescuers kept encountering problems with the harness, which was designed for adults. So after being rescued, the boy was taken to the hospital, but reportedly did not sustain any major injuries. So that's some other news for you. So here's some slap in the forehead kind of news. So in Idaho, 19-year-old man was arrested when he tried to give the police a fake name when his real last name was tattooed on his forearm. An officer told a group of three men who were walking on the street with a dog to move to the sidewalk. One of the guys looked like he was going to run away, so the police asked for his ID. The man identified himself as Emiliano Velasco, and the police did a search, but he wasn't in there. So they put the birthday they gave him and the last name that was tattooed, which said Contreras. Turns out the guy's name is Dylan Edward Contreras, and he had three warrants for failure to appear on charges, including providing false information. So, you know, if you're trying to get away from things, and please use your real name, especially if you're trying to use a fake name and your real name is tattooed basically on you. So just don't do that. Another last story for strange news for today. So 47-year-old Christine Baker has been arrested for prostitution. She was caught by an undercover cop, and rather than having to charge by the hour, her fee was two McDoubles, which cost about $2.75. An undercover officer invited Baker into his car last Friday and started talking about, you know, the dirty. Then she told him his fee, which was the hamburgers, and he bought it and drove to a vacant lot where the other agents arrested her on prostitution. But there has been no information on whether or not she had the chance to eat those burgers. So, you know, that's some news, street news here for you today. And I hope you guys had a great night listening to me here at radio.dominican.edu on my show, Gotta Let Them Know, with me, DJ Tell 'Em. So I hope y'all have a rest of a good night, finish up your homework, get some sleep, catch up on some shows. I think Modern Family's on pretty soon. So good night, you guys.
I'd let my mind drift so far away.